This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com.
Grab that cuppa and sit down for Conversations with the Mayor. Join in now as Taran speaks with our region's leaders.
Kia ora and welcome back to Conversations with a Mayor or a Chair. Today we have the lovely Craig Williamson in the studio, and Craig has been newly appointed to return as the Chair of the Taranaki Regional Council. Welcome, Craig.
Thank you, Taran.
It's lovely to have you here.
Lovely to be here.
You've been in the official position for a few days now.
A week or so.
Yeah, we've got you hot off the presses.
Ready to hit the ground running.
Yes, you are. And you've, as well as being the chair of Taranaki Regional Council, you're also the chair of the Taranaki Mayoral Forum and Taranaki Civil Defence.
Yeah, that's right.
It's going to be a busy 3 years for you.
It is going to be busy. It started busy and, it'll be fun though. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, it will be. Now, you're not a newbie to the council, are you? You've been there for how many terms now?
This will be my sixth,
believe
it or not. So,
wow.
15 years already and counting. I never thought that would happen, but here we are.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Time flies.
And you came in earlier this year as the chair when Charlotte Littlewood left?
Correct.
Earlier this year?
I was appointed by my fellow councillors in February, I think.
I think it was February. And so they've obviously enjoyed your mahi because they've appointed you again.
That's right. Yep, I must have done an okay job.
You must have. But you've got a new deputy this time.
So we have Benita Bingham as deputy chair. She is, I'm really thrilled. She's wonderful to work with.
And
she is an excellent governor.
She is, isn't she? And a heck of a lot of experience.
Oh, she's got a whole lot of experience. So we've got, we've got some really, really good experienced councillors, and we've got some new ones as well.
Yeah,
so
you
it's
do.
Quite
You've
a good mix.
Three new ones this time.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, one not new to politics, that's Jonathan Young, but new to the Taranaki Regional Council.
Correct. Jonathan Young's got a wealth of experience at central government level and local level as well in governance roles, and he'll be a fantastic addition to the council. He brings a lot of energy and enthusiasm, and he's really looking forward to getting started. We've got John Maxwell as well, who's got a lot of experience working for Balance. And Paul Taranaki, I think he's chair of the AA.
Oh, wow.
Not the AA, but the AA, the Automobile Association locally at the moment as well. So he's got governance credentials too. And Lee Kennedy, who is the store manager of farmlands, I think, in Egmont Village in Bell Block.
Oh,
something
cool.
Along those lines. He's got a rural background. He's just a young guy, 28
nice.
Years old. I'm sure he won't mind me saying.
Yeah,
so,
good on him.
Yeah, so it'll be good to get him up and running and schooled up on everything regional council as well.
Yeah, that's awesome. You have a fantastic team with you this term.
Yeah, it'll be great.
Yeah. So we're going to start today off for people who may not know you much. We're going to start today off with some fun questions, some get-to-know Craig questions.
Oh, okay.
No pressure. Now, we're going to start with a question I always ask mayors and chairs when I interview them at the start of a term. What is your favourite colour jelly bean?
Seriously?
Yeah.
Can I say I don't have one? What's my? I'll say that blue turquoise one.
Ah, yes, good colour, calm like the ocean.
No, I think they all taste the same, don't they? Except
unless,
for the black ones.
Unless they're the black ones. Yeah, that's right. And I think the white ones taste a bit milky.
Yeah, they probably do.
But you know, a blue suits you because you're a surfer.
Exactly.
You know, ocean colour.
My
same colour as your eyes.
Oh, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
For those who don't know.
Now, Craig, what's your birthday? What's your star sign?
Gemini.
You're a Gemini.
I should have made you guess.
Yeah, you should have. You should have, Gemini. So in the star sign world, Gemini is the Peter Pan of the zodiac. So
I'm going to live forever.
You live forever. Ooh. Yeah. What's the word I'm looking for? Not like filled with whimsy and wonder and energy and magic.
God, I don't know if that describes me. I thought it was the twins, and one was good and one was bad. Or
yeah,
something.
They are the twins too, but in the zodiac world, it's called the Peter Pan of the star sign.
All right, we'll go with Peter Pan.
Yeah, I like that.
Forever
quite,
young.
Quite magical.
All
yeah,
of that.
Exactly. Leading a tribe of lost boys.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Is that the Merrill Forum, or is that council?
Could be the Merrill Forum, Merrill Boys.
There you go.
Now, what's your favourite band? What music do you like to listen to?
I like listening to a whole range.
Yeah, me too.
Reggae to grunge to all the stuff that I grew up listening to
nice.
A bit of punk. I just revived a bit of Dead Kennedys and Bad Brains and stuff like that from my youth.
Oh, nice.
But, you know, then again, we like jazz music as well at our house.
Yeah,
so,
cool.
Everything.
Everything goes at Craig's house.
Everything. Although I was telling my daughter the other day, she was listening to Radiohead, and she loves Radiohead. I was like, actually, I went to Radiohead in Christchurch once when they were real little, and it was just in a bar.
No way.
And they were singing Creep and stuff. So there you go.
Wow. Oh, how she
cool
would have been
that?
So just envious.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm envious too.
Yeah, there you go.
That's amazing.
Because we were looking into it. Somebody's coming to Auckland, somebody quite cool. Who was it? Can't remember. We're looking into it, but we can't go.
Oh, but
anyway, I think it's 18 plus.
Oh,
gig. She's
yeah,
only
yeah,
14.
Yeah.
Ain't gonna work. I see.
Yeah, yeah. She's babysitting age now. You were saying though.
Yeah. So we were just talking about the Chamber of Commerce Business Awards, and so I took my wife Amaya along as my plus one, and first time that he's out of babysitted little Aritz, who's seven, and yeah.
Life's about to change.
I know.
You're a living babysitter.
Oh, we can go out now. Yeah, living babysitter. I do have to pay her, though, and it's quite expensive. She drives a hard bargain.
She knows her worth.
She does, and she made sure she did a good job, too, so it happens again. So there you go.
That's good. That's really good. Now, she... What I'm about to talk about what you do outside of council, and she, like you, does a lot of surfing.
Well, and so does my wife. We
all
do.
Cool.
Family of and the little guy, but he's kind of, you know, gets a bit cold, and he's like, doesn't really see the point yet.
Yeah, well, he's only
but
second.
But he can do it. I know. He's like, do I have to? Like, yes. You're going to miss out. You know how you get upset when we go away to surfing competitions? We want you to come.
Yeah.
But you need to learn to surf.
Yeah.
So, daughter's is surfing a lot. She got the bug, and that's all she wants to do most days if she can.
Yeah, that's
she
awesome.
Loves it. So that's cool. So we're pretty stoked about that.
Yeah, she's pretty good too, eh?
She is pretty good. Yeah. Yeah, she's doing really well.
Yeah, and she's been up to some cool things recently. Tell us about those.
Which ones?
where shall we start?
Oh, Surf Aid.
Yes, Surf Aid, that's
Surf Aid,
it.
Surf Aid, Make a Wave. Yeah, she actually was the top fundraiser in New Zealand.
Was she?
Yeah. So Make a Wave. So Surf Aid, I'm also chair of Surf Aid New Zealand.
Are you? Yeah, I think you might have.
We've got an AGM coming up soon. So Surf Aid was started back around 2000, I think, by a Gisborne doctor, or doctor from Gisborne, who was working. Can I tell you the story?
Yeah, tell me the story.
He was working in Singapore, and his goal was to make as much money as he could and buy himself a yacht and sail around the world surfing. So he was in the, I think it was in the Mentawai, on a surf trip on one of those charter yachts. Yeah. And he describes it better than me. He's done a TED talk actually, which is really cool. Dr. Dave Jenkins. After a day of surfing perfect waves in the Mentawai, he saw some little kids peering out from behind the palm trees on the village, on the island, where the reef was that was surfing. Normally they'd just stay in the boat, but he decided to paddle into shore and have a look at the village. And as he got there, he noticed a graveyard. And 80% of the crosses were really small. So they were children. So he, being a doctor, he came back the next day. With his medical bag, and there were 300 people there queued up to see him. They'd never seen a doctor before in their lives.
Oh my god!
And all these kids were dying of malaria and curable diseases, but mostly it was malaria and malaria-induced malnutrition.
Oh my gosh.
So he went and other people who had never seen a doctor before in their life. So he went away and changed his
career path
and decided, I can't just earn money to buy myself a yacht to keep enjoying this. I've got to do something. So he started Surf Aid. So Surf Aid is New Zealand based. It took them years and years to get going. You know, they were quite young back then. They were, you know, selling Surf Aid stickers out of the back of a car in Australia.
Oh my gosh,
trying to get a charity started. But now it's a really respected international charity. And we work closely in New Zealand with Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Trade and deliver programs in remote islands in Indonesia on behalf of the New Zealand government, the Australian government. There's a New Zealand board, an Australian board, a US board, and we're just establishing an Indonesian board as well. All our focus now is on Indonesia, and you know, you're talking about thousands and thousands of children who won't suffer from stunting or won't suffer from malnutrition or will actually live because of Surf Aid.
That is incredible.
Yeah, so it's very, very cool. So,
and what a wonderful thing for a 14-year-old to hear and ask.
Exactly. So I was lucky enough to go. There was a board trip to Roti, which is an island in eastern Indonesia that we, or eastern Timor, just about, that Surf Aid are working in. So we're working in 11 villages, kind of doing Plunket there. Babies come in from the villages and they can get measured and weighed, and there can be intervention if they're showing signs of stunting. And obviously we have to pay for it ourselves, but it's great to see the program. So we did a tour around the island to see all of the those Plunket type we saw one in action, and we visited other villages, and we're also doing stuff with water as well, making sure that these villages can have fresh water too, because that's always a problem as well. So I was able to take Izara along with me for the trip. So that was really cool for her to see. Obviously. So she came home and she was really motivated to do Make a Wave. Make a Wave is, it works really well in Australia, especially north of Sydney North, because it happens in September and you have to try and surf every day in September, and you get sponsors to sponsor you. So, you know, you hit up mum and dad and auntie and uncle and grandparents and everybody you know and your teacher, and that's how the fundraising works. But she's done it. She did it once before, a couple of years ago, and she did it this year as well. And like I say, was very motivated because of that, because she could actually see what good
she'd been there and had a lot.
Yeah.
And top fundraiser in Aotearoa.
That's right.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it is awesome.
What did she? Did she pressure Dad to sponsor quite a bit of Wave?
What do you think? But I don't care. And I say to other surfers too, if you're a charitable person, you're going to support a charity, you should support Surf Aid, because this is about giving back, and it's a hand up, not a handout.
Yeah.
And it's about giving back to the communities that most of us at some point in our lives are going to go to Indonesia somewhere and surf Perfect Waves. And just, you know, the money you spend there, that's not enough. If you can give, you know, 5% of that to Surf Aid, we'll make sure that actually goes towards some programs and lands where it needs to land.
For children, like, that's so important.
It's children, it's mother and child health.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. Absolutely. And then, of course, if children are stunting when they're young, they never reach their full potential, not just physically, but mentally as well.
Yeah.
So that's kind of sad, and it's just, it's easy, you know. It's just making sure they get enough protein and vitamins when they're young. In their first 18 months, two years, that's the most important time. Go figure.
So if anyone wants to get involved with Surf Aid or donate, how do they go about that?
It's easy to find surfaid.org, and you could do a monthly. I do a monthly. You can do a monthly $10. You wouldn't even notice it.
Yeah, no, you wouldn't.
And it's a New Zealand registered charity as well, so tax deductible.
Awesome.
So there you go. That's the Surf Aid pitch.
So you're chair of that too.
Yeah.
Do you ever sleep?
That's. We manage. It's about juggling everything, but that's not hugely onerous, but it's about Well, it's all about using your time efficiently.
Yeah, I think we were just talking about that. Yeah, we were, because you've got a busy week coming up.
Yeah, this week's big. Tomorrow there is a Parihaka Crown Leaders Forum, which I think happens every year. And so there'll be representatives from Parihaka down in Parliament, and it's all about the Parihaka settlement and projects and progress. And I see Christopher Luxon and Erica Stanford and Tama Potakas are all attending, so I thought I have to be in Wellington the following day anyway, so I was invited. I thought I'd go down and show some regional unity.
Yeah, yeah, good idea.
And meet some of those people too. That'd be quite cool.
Yeah, it will be.
So that's it's a privilege to get invited to things like that.
It is.
And so I've been informing myself about what it is, what it all means, and although that doesn't directly relate to the business of Taranaki Regional Council. Like I said, chair of the Mayor Forum, and as chair of the Regional Council, we'll show some regional unity.
Yeah, absolutely. And to we'll be there to support Parihaka.
Exactly.
You know, like, that's huge. It's big for our region, Parihaka's story.
It is, absolutely. So that's Wednesday. Then the following day is chair's induction. So that will be, although like, had all of 9 months of being a chair. one of the government ministers is going to be there as well, and there'll be some keynote speakers, and there'll be some learnings, but also be meeting the other chairs from the other regional councils around the country, which is also really important. You form those relationships, you learn from each other.
Yeah.
Once you've met someone, I don't know if you find this, Taryn, but once you've actually met someone face to face, you feel confident enough to pick up the phone and call them.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, when you want to talk about what's happening over in, you know, and what's happening up in Northland.
How are you guys handling this
exactly
part of your, yeah,
whatever it might be. So definitely looking forward to that. And then the following day is the regional sector. So that's all the regional councils and the unitary councils meeting with the chairs and CEOs. So once again, there's a whole other agenda there. And where are we heading? What are we doing as a sector? How are we advocating for our sector? What's our relationship with the government like? What could be done better? Et cetera, et cetera. So that'll be interesting. And then we've got to jump on a plane and fly back to Taranaki to be here in time for the Taranaki Environmental Awards, which is our big showpiece evening, where we celebrate people who are doing the mahi and having success and doing a wonderful job.
That's wonderful.
The environment sector.
So where are the awards this year, and who's involved?
They're actually at Stadium Taranaki, which is
great venue.
Yeah, so we get to use the place that we built. So,
that's awesome.
That's fantastic. That's the first time we've used it for something big. I see that Taranaki Foundation are using it for theirs this week as well.
Oh, cool.
So it's starting to be used, and it's by the community, which is great.
That's
what
fantastic.
We always wanted to see.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's not the stadium and in the field and everything. It's up the top of that new stand that we built.
Yes, there's with the beautiful glass and...
Yes, function centre. Another function place.
Is that the biggest project Taranaki Regional Council's ever been involved with or led, isn't it?
Yes.
So
that was a huge one.
So, it'd be nice to celebrate the environmental awards there.
Oh, wow.
Like, coming full circle.
Yeah, and exactly. And it is. It's looking fantastic. So
it does.
Yeah, we can show it off to everyone. This is a great one. This is actually... I think I've been to every one for 15 years. This is the best night, because we do it really well.
Yeah.
So we video all of the winners, be it a school doing an environmental program at school, or be it a farmer who's done, you know, some wonderful riparian stuff, or whatever it might be. We actually film all the winners, so it's not just this is the winner, clap, 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 and then they do a speech. It's this is the winner, and then the music starts, and then you look up at the screen, and you've got in a drone flying around the farm.
Oh, wow,
and then
that's
you're
cool.
Interviewing them in action as they're doing the work. on their farm, and then you get an understand of, you know, why.
Oh, that's really good storytelling.
One, it is good storytelling, and that's the culture that we've created there, and it's still going. And it is, and you just, because sometimes it all becomes, you know, you get a little bit detached from it when you're just reading it, and your officers are presenting reports on stuff that effective that they have done or that they are doing in partnership with. It might be Enviro Schools, or it might be in Predator Free, or it might be in riparian planting, or it might be in something like that. But at least this, although you're not there, you get taken there by the storytelling.
That's lovely.
So it is, and the room is full of people, and they can see, and it's a celebration of all the work that everybody's doing. It's not a celebration of us, what we're doing. Yeah. It's a celebration of what everybody's doing.
Yeah, the mahi that people are doing and the impact that it's having.
That's right.
That's cool.
So it's a goodie.
That's cool. I'll have to get myself along to the... Yeah. Thanks for the invite.
There you go. Just say Craig said.
Oh, that's lovely.
Yeah, so and that's this week.
Cool. So, yeah, that's a busy week for you.
That is a busy week, yeah.
No rest for the wicked?
No rest for the wicked, that's right. Mm. But I'll be home for the weekend, so that's cool.
Get some surfing.
Hopefully, yeah. Sunday looks all right.
Oh,
don't
cool.
tell anyone.
Yeah, they'll all be out. Now, I wanted to talk to you about some things that are on TRC's website at the moment. And that is the riparian planting. I read 8.25 million plants.
That's a lot.
Isn't it?
Isn't it, Jas?
It's huge.
Yes.
That's a lot.
That is incredible. And I just love when I fly back from, you know, normally it's Wellington, flying over Eastern Taranaki, and you're on the eastern side of the mountain. And you see these fingers coming down from the mountain of green. And these are, that's all the riparian strips coming down every single waterway that you can see. And, you know, that makes us all feel... We can all be proud of that.
Yeah, we can. We can indeed.
And once again, we haven't done that. We've just facilitated that. We've encouraged the farmers. We've done done the plans for them. We've given them plants at cost. We've given them advice. But the farmers have actually... done that themselves.
Gone out and done the mahi.
They've done it, yeah. And just about all of them have done it, and it's looking fantastic.
That's so
good. What a great project that is.
Yeah, it is.
Or has been and is going to be forever.
And it has quite a profound impact on our water quality, doesn't it?
It does. It stops nitrates and other things leaching into the rivers and streams. So it creates not only a physical barrier, but a barrier for stuff to run off into the streams. And that is the idea. It's not the be all and end all, but it does make a huge difference.
Yeah.
And it also creates shade for fish.
Yeah, for wildlife.
And biodiversity within the rivers as well.
Yeah.
Whitebait, maybe.
Whitebait.
I don't know.
My dad's favourite.
I don't know if it's going well this season, but anyway.
Yeah,
it's,
no, he
it's probably
get
more
out
to do with the moon
season.
Than the.
Yeah. There's a lot of folklore.
There absolutely is. But even that will come right. But yeah. So riparian planting, that's been very, very good.
Yeah,
and it's still going. It's not quite complete.
I couldn't believe it when I read 8.25 million plants. That's incredible.
It's almost that's probably two plants for every New Zealander living in New Zealand at the moment.
Yes. Crazy,
It is crazy, but it's great. And it looks great. So next time you're flying over and it's a nice day, just have a wee look. And actually, we did that as a province. That's cool.
That's so cool. That's really cool. Now, the other thing that impressed me, a stat on the website, this one might have been in the annual report maybe, was in the last financial year, there were 771,000 patrons on public transport in Taranaki.
Wow.
Cool, eh?
That is cool. Yeah, fantastic.
I know. I was like, what? That's way more than I thought. 771,000.
That's great to hear. It's necessary. Some people need it and some people want it. And so we need to provide it. And if we provide it, it's great that they're using it. And that if they're are a lot of people using it, then we've got that balance right, you know, because there's a bit of user pays there, there's a bit of government funding, there's a bit of bit of rating that goes towards it as well. And then there's the whole balance of getting the routes right and getting the timing right and getting the timetable right. There's quite a bit of work goes into that.
Yeah, I can imagine that is quite a bit of mahi.
And it's not easy for a province like Taranaki, that the population is so small and so spread out.
Yeah, I remember when I lived in Wellington, there was a bus coming by every 2 minutes.
You
didn't have to plan. You could just
go out
walk on down.
You just can't do that here.
No, you can't. More mahi involved for both sides here, eh?
Yeah.
But I thought that was a phenomenal number, and certainly like at least double what I expected. So I'm really really pleased with all the people in Taranaki jumping on the public transport bus.
Yeah, good on them. If it's there, use it.
Yeah, that's right.
Don't use it, you might lose it.
And the other thing I wanted to talk to you about, we've got a couple more minutes left, was possums. I saw the story about how there are, like, we're doing really well with possums and predators, especially in my neck of the woods and Aukato into Awakura, predator-free from what I understand, which is phenomenal. But there was a story about how people don't realise that there's still possums in the central business kind of area of Taranaki in New Plymouth around.
So this is that self-help predator-free stuff where actually, and you know, we've been encouraging schools, kids, community groups, those who are interested, farmers, supplying them with traps and
that's
a bit
exactly
of education and go out and do your bit.
Yeah.
Because we you know, you just can't just, it's impossible to send thousands of people out there with shotguns at night trying to shoot them.
It
just don't work. It's better trapping them. It does work in there are areas.
Hot spots, they were calling them.
Okay.
Little hot spots. But they are still way better than the results were 5 years ago.
And we're bringing much better. There's some technology as well that's coming into play.
Is there?
Well, there's automated traps, and there's traps that use that are starting to use AI and things like that.
Whoa!
And ones that can reset themselves.
Because normally someone has to get a notification and go out and reset them.
And reset it. So there's actually large areas where there are no possums.
Yeah, there are. And Aukato to Awakura is a good example of what can be region-wide.
Exactly. And once again, that's the one that's been done in partnership with the community.
It has. I always see school kids making little posts on the community Facebook groups, and it's really
it's
adorable.
It's good they get involved. It is. All of that stuff's on the website.
TRC
website. So I think if people are interested, they want to get involved with something, go and have a look.
That's right. That's absolutely right. And the last thing before we sign off today, what is also you can find online is the TRC's results for the Can I Swim Here program.
Mm-hmm.
So every Tuesday, your officers sample waterways from around Taranaki for the beaches and the rivers and things like that, and post the results for people for over summer.
There you go.
Which is great.
So go there and check. And, you know, if in doubt, check.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I guess rule of thumb is it's very hard to do. We can't do it in real time yet. We have to test and then send it away and then get the results back and then put it up. So, you know, the rule of thumb is if it looks bad, it probably is. If there's been a lot of heavy rain and rivers are brown or the sea is brown, don't swim in it.
Yeah.
If you just have to go surfing.
You know what that's
and
like.
And you're paddling across the river, don't put your head under. Just everybody be safe out there. But that's the best rule of thumb is for a few days afterwards. Stay out of it. But if it looks clean, probably is.
Yeah. Cool. It'd be great. I'm so excited. I love summer, swimming time, beach time.
How is this? 1st of November, we just turned a corner and we've had beautiful, not today's, but we've had beautiful summers.
I know.
Days since then, the first
I
week
know.
Of,
it's amazing.
Whereas September and October were absolute rubbish.
Oh my gosh, I
that
know.
That was real Taranaki spring.
Oh,
but
wasn't it?
Then, 1st of November, it changed.
It's like a little switch just went.
I know. Like, bring it on.
Better go buy my sunblock. Well, it was lovely having you in the studio today, Craig, and I wish you well for this busy few weeks you have coming up, and we'll hear
Thanks
from
so
you again next month. Looking
All right,
forward to
see
it.
See you in December.
Yes, see ya.
See ya.
Thanks for listening to this episode. For more information and others just like this, head along to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com.
This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to www.accessradiotaranaki.com.